السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deception of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala that today we continue with our tafsir and commentary of the noble Quran. Our starting point is Surah to Ibrahim, chapter number 14 and verse number 10. In yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informed us what had happened to the nations and the generations of the past. Hence, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala states, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَبَأُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. What has it not come to you? The important news of the people before you, قَوْمِ Nuh, whether it was Nuh alayhi salatu salam's people, who were decimated and destroyed in the floods and deluge, وَعَادُ وَدُ ثَمُود, and the people of Ad and the people of Thamud, how Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala destroyed them. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala sent the winds and they got destroyed for 1 week. And Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala sent so many messengers after them. La ya'lamuhum illallah. No one knows them except Almighty Allah. Hence Almighty Allah informs Mustafa Nabiyuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَرُسُولًا لَمْ نَقْصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ, and there were many messengers and prophets that we did not inform you about them. We did not relate and mention to you their stories and episodes and incidents. Thereafter, Almighty Allah teaches us, جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ, when the messengers came to them with the clear signs, what did they do? فَرَدُّوا أَيْدِيَهُمْ فِي أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Hence, they placed their hands on their mouths. Meaning, we will not repeat what you are saying. We reject the message and the messenger. Or, فَرَدُّوا أَيْدِيَهُمْ فِي أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Hence, they tried to stop the messengers from propagating and speaking. They wanted to close their mouths, Allah forbid. So all these possibilities are there because they were bent on evil. وَقَالُوا, and then they made it explicitly clear. وَقَالُوا إِنَّا كَفَرْنَا بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِهِ. We reject whatever you are sent with. You, the message, the messenger, everything we reject. وَإِنَّا لَفِي شَكِّمْ مِمَّا تَدْعُونَنَا إِلَيْهِ مُرِيبٍ. And we are the ones we have doubt towards which you are calling us. Extreme doubt and then rejection. So raib means extreme doubt, 90% skeptical. And shak means 50-50. So it shows shak will be the starting of doubt and raib will be the ending and then eventual total rejection. So that is why we need to be very careful when we speak about iman and the articles of faith. If a person has the slightest doubt, then remember there's a question mark on that person's iman. Iman means to eliminate and eradicate all the doubt. We must have firm conviction. And that is what Almighty Allah teaches us. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Only those people possess true iman, who are the people who believe in Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thumma lam yartabu. Then they have absolutely no doubt. Yartabu, from the root words raib. So they have no raib, no doubt at all. And to enhance that iman and Islam, وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, they strive in the path of Almighty Allah with their wealth and their persons. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ, those are the truthful ones. Surah 49, verse number 15. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is teaching us great, great lessons here. Now today's lesson, Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse number 10. These are what statements they made that are the masses, the public. Now the turn of the messengers to respond. قَالَتْ رُسُولُهُمْ أَفِي اللَّهِ شَكُّونَ, the messengers told them, responded to them, what? That Hamza is istifham, interrogator for a question. Afillahi shakun. What do you have doubt and skepticism regarding Almighty Allah? Do you know who is Almighty Allah? Fatiris samawati wal earth. Almighty Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Almighty Allah created the entire universe. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is teaching us, Afillahi shakkun fatiris samawati wal ard. When we read Surah Yasin, then the beginning of the 23rd Juz, وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ, why should I not worship that Zat, that Supreme Being who created me? Fatarani, that's the verb. Yeah, fatiri samawati wal ard is the noun. So what is the difference between a khaliq and fatir? Khaliq, the creator. Fatir, the creator. But fatir has an added dimension to it. You see, today when you want to put up your block of flats, or you want to put up a commercial site, then you go to the architect, and he will show you certain designs, certain places, this is how they built it, and so forth. So you have a plan or many plans, and then you make adjustment. So Fatir means he is the Khaliq min ghayri mithalin sabiq. There is no plan, there is no model, there is no sample, nothing. Almighty Allah creates the first time, and that is for perfect already, because Allah is more than perfect. So Khaliq, to create, Fatir, to create, without a sample or example being there in front of him. Subhanallah. Therefore, when we say Subhanallah, it is to praise Almighty Allah. Everlasting glory, perfection for Almighty Allah. And then we have to say, when we look at the dunes in Namibia, when we look at the oceans in different parts of the world, when we look at the Iguazu Falls, then we have to say, Fatabarakallahu Ahsanul Khaliqeen. Ya Allah, you are the best of creators. Nobody can create, but you are the best of best. People think they can create, they're not creating, they're only assembling. Fatir is samawati wal ard. What do you have doubt in the one who created the heavens and the earth without any sample, example? What is Allah telling you, O human being? Yadu'ukum liyaghfira lakum min dhunubikum. He, Almighty Allah, is inviting you through his scriptures and books by sending his messengers from time to time. لِيَغْفِرَ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ, that verily He, Almighty Allah, will forgive you your sins. All of us today who are living, we are sinners. Allah says, I'm giving you another opportunity, another occasion. Make tawbah. I will forgive you. I will expunge it from your book of deeds. وَيُؤَخِّرَكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّىٰ, and Almighty Allah states, He is giving you respite, He is giving you extension in time. إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّىٰ, to the fixed period, the fixed time, and that is your death. We, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe in two qiyamahs. Al-Qiyamatu al-Sughra wal-Qiyamatu al-Kubra. Sughra refers to the micro and Kubra refers to the macro. Sughra means man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. A person dies. Today people passed away. Yesterday people passed away. So every day is a daily occurrence. So once that person dies, his or her individual qiyamat has started. And then the macro, and that is when everything shall perish and be demolished. Kullu shay'in halikun illa waja. Everything will perish and be destroyed except Allah. He's one and alone. He was, he is, he always will be. So Almighty Allah is making manifest His mercy. Oh human being, how myopic, how short-sighted you are. I want to forgive you. I want to envelop you in my mercy. But you run away towards the shaitan. You run away towards the vices and the evil. So you only have yourself to blame. Qalu. Now the masses, the public, they spoke. In antum illa basharum mithluna. You the messengers, you are nothing. But you are mortals like us. You eat, you drink, you sleep just like us. So what you so special about you? Why must we accept your message and accept you as a messenger? So this was the shaitaniyat. This was how the shaitan took ascendancy over them, took control over them. Istahwada alayhimu shaitan. The shaitan takes control and gains ascendancy over them. Faansahum dhikrullah. And he makes them forget the remembrance of Allah. Ulaika hisbu shaitan. That are the party of shaitan. Ala inna hisba shaitan humul khasirun. That the hisbu shaitan, the party of shaitan, they are the losers and the failures. Ya Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us what the masses, the mushrikeen, the kuffar had to say. Mushrikeen, those who worship idols and deities, or they ascribe somebody something to Almighty Allah. The kafirin, those who rejected. Turidun, this is how they address the messengers and the rusul. You are the ones that you want to, your motive, your intention is, antasudduna, you want to prevent us, amma kana ya'budu aba'una, that we must not worship now. You want to prevent us, amma kana ya'budu aba'una, from that which our forefathers were worshipping. My father, grandfather, great-grandfather were worshipping, now you want to prevent us from that. فَأَتُوْنَا بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. Hence bring to us clear authority, clear proof, clear evidence and so forth. So what bigger proof can there be? These are Anbiya and messengers, not elected by people but selected by Almighty Allah. And the miracles they showed them. But these people, they felt they must do Bab Dada M Karta Huta. That the father, grandfather and them, so what, they would do that. So this is what's happening today. A person feels he will be a traitor if he leaves that way out of his forefathers. Even if the forefathers were believing in superstition, in kufr, in shirk and things that are totally unacceptable. By Allah, that will not be a valid excuse. That is why Almighty Allah, before creating even Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, in alam-e arwah, the realm of the souls and the spirits, Almighty Allah took a covenant and pledge. Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your sustainer, nourisher? Qalu bala. All the souls and spirit and ruh said, why not you are? So Almighty Allah already pre-warned us. Tomorrow on the day of justice, don't come and say, Inna kunna anahada ghafilin. That we are unaware of it, we forgot it, and we don't remember it. Don't come with that, it will not be acceptable. Or don't come and say, Innama ashraka abauna wa kunna dhurriyatan min ba'dihim. And don't come and say that our forefathers committed shirk and polytheism. So we were the children, progeny, we followed them. So Almighty Allah already gave us intelligence, intellect, in worldly things we don't follow them. They were in Hossein cart, we are going with our smart cars. They were people who never had telephones 100 years ago, 500 years ago. Today we got the cell phones and we got the emails and we got the WhatsApp. Who had all that 500 years ago, 100 years ago? So when it comes to our material worldly things, then we don't want to follow our forefathers. But when it comes to religious matters, then we want to follow them. وَلَوْ كَانُوا بَاطِلِينَ That although they were on batil and falsehood, so it shows that how we apply double standards. So that is how the Anbiya discussed with them, explained to them. So those people who are sincere, Almighty Allah gives them Nur, Iman, Islam. And those who are bent on evil, Allah Ta'ala gives them respite, and then they die, everlasting doom and gloom in Jahannam, Allah forbid. قَالَتْ لَهُمْ رُسُولُهُمْ This is the dialogue going on between the messengers and the people. Now the messenger said, fine. Innahnu illa basharum mithlukum. Yes, we are nothing outwardly, superficially, but just human beings like you. Now to explain this, we need to understand this point, illustrate this point by an example. I walk outside now on the street, on the road, I find a stone. So what will you call it? A stone. We go for Hajj and we take the pebbles and you see the stones there. So that's also a stone. And then you go to the diamond shop, jewelry shop. They selling you diamonds. How expensive is that? Thousands of rand. So that's also a stone. And when you go to Hajar-e-Aswad, that also is a stone, the black stone. Now can a person say the black stone and the diamond that is also a stone that is sold by the jeweler and the stone we find on the road, on the street, they all are equal? Can we say that? The name is equal, the same, but the category and the virtue and the merit, all that are different. So yeah, we are human beings, we eat, we drink, we sleep. Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam superficially also are human being, but they're not like us. They do not commit any vices, any sin. Almighty Allah sends wahi and revelation to them. Almighty Allah preserves their body for all times, all places. Inna al-arda la ta'akulu adsad al-anbiya. The land and the sand will never devour the mubarak blessed bodies of the anbiya and rusul, the messengers alayhimu salatu salam. So imagine they have so many added virtues. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ Now these messengers are answering the masses and public. But Almighty Allah, يَمُنُّ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ He showers His favors. يَمُنُّ to shower the favor and grant the favor. عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ On whomsoever He wishes from His servants and slaves. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala has selected us and made us the Anbiya. So we are the greatest people on the face of this earth. And Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the greatest, mightiest messenger, prophet, apostle, call whatever you want to, is Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you cannot apply the law of analogy and say, you are human being, we are human being, we don't have to listen to you. No, we have to listen to the messengers. Otherwise, we can never be obedient to Allah. مَنْ يُتْعِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاءَ اللَّهِ When you are obedient to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then only you are obedient to Almighty Allah. وَمَا كَانَ لَنَا أَن نَأْتِيَكُمْ بِسُلْطَانِ Then you also said that we must bring the evidence, bring the authority, the proof. وَمَا كَانَ لَنَا أَن نَأْتِيَكُمْ بِسُلْطَانِ And it is not for us that unilaterally we just produce for you and bring to you. بِسُلْطَانٍ The evidence, the proof, the authority. إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ Except with the command and consent and permission of Allah. So it shows only Almighty Allah will do whatever He wants to, because He, Almighty Allah alone, is fa'alul lima yurid. Even the malaika, when they bring, it is with the command of Allah, all these ayats and verses, all these miracles. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam threw the staff, the stick, and then it turned into a snake and big serpent. Even Nabi Musa alayhi salam got frightened. Where is the dalil and evidence for that? Almighty Allah told and addressed Musa alayhi salam, La takhaf, do not fear. So it shows that it doesn't happen when the Nabi wants it to happen. It will happen when Almighty Allah alone decrees it must happen. That is the verdict and judgment of Almighty Allah. So Allah Ta'ala told him, La takhaf, do not fear. Sanu'iduha siratahal ula. We will return it to its original form, shape and size. Illa bi'idhnillah wa 'ala Allahi falyatawakkalil mu'minun. And only upon Allah do the true believers place their trust. So this topic of tawakkul also is something we need to understand. Tawakkul does not mean placing trust, does not mean tarkul asbab, we leave the means. Somebody is ill and sick, he say leave, no medicine, no doctors, no nothing. Allah will cure me. Nay, that is jahalat and ignorance. For us ordinary mortals, yes, if the person is from awliyaullah, anbiya, that's different. For us normal people, we must use and utilize the asbab, the means at our disposal. So we lock the car, we use the alarm, we use all that. The result we leave in the hands of Almighty Allah. So we take all the necessary precautions and the result we leave in the hands of Allah. That is tawakkul. So understand, tawakkul is not leaving and shunning the means. Tawakkul is use the means that are permissible and then leave the results in the hand of Almighty Allah. When one does that, then that person has practiced on tawakkul. You see, Hajj time, some people who'd come from Yemen, and then they would not bring any provision, any food, anything. Then they would walk around in Yemen begging. They would walk around by the Kaaba begging the people. Allah Ta'ala reprimanded them, rebuked them. Watazawwadu, you must bring your food and provision. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. Because the best provision is taqwa. You don't have to go and stretch your hand by people. Today you give me food, tomorrow you give me food, and so forth. وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. O you people of intelligence, fear me alone, fear Allah alone. So there also Allah is teaching us. To leave the means is jahalat and ignorance, and that is not tawakkul. So we say we place our trust in Allah. So the easy example, a person gets married and is married 5, 10, 20 years, no children. So that is a decree and verdict and judgment of Almighty Allah. But the person never got married and he says, if Allah want, he'll give me children. So it shows that is based on his jahalat and ignorance. Now the messengers, alayhimu salatu salam, respond. وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And why should we not place our trust only, solely, exclusively on Allah? So this is what Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam told his people. عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. We all place our trust only on Allah. عَلَى اللَّهِ is mentioned in the beginning to establish the meaning of حَسَر and قَسَر. Only, exclusively. وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَقَدْ هَدَانَا سُبُولَنَا. And indeed, He, Almighty Allah, has guided us, سُبُولَنَا, in different ways. Sometime we look at the creation, our iman increases. Sometime we read the Quran Sharif, then our Islam increases. Sometime we read the Ahadith Mubarakah, the nur of iman increases. So in various dimensions and ways and methods, Almighty Allah gives us this hidayat. So we remain connected to Almighty Allah. Today, when you study the world, 7 billion people, 6 billion people have disconnected themselves from Almighty Allah. And therefore, we find the world is in such a mess. So many people get killed. So many powerful people are killing innocent civilians and so forth. So that is the law of the jungle is what we are seeing today. And you are making all these unsavory comments. You are criticizing us. You are now telling us that we are ordinary mortals, Allah forbid. وَلَنَصْبِرَنَّ عَلَىٰ مَا آذَيْتُمُونَا. And surely we will exercise patience. Allah against مَا آذَيْتُمُونَا. To all the injury, all the harm, all the criticism, all the unsavory comments and pain, anxiety you are causing to us. This is alone a big lecture. To become a great leader, you have to have that quality of patience, endurance, himmatun aliyah, that great courage. And you have to take on the challenges and problems headlong and face it. You can't run away from it. Remember that. That's a sign of fatalism. That's a sign of a weak leader and a hopeless and useless leader. So there will be vicissitudes in life. Study the Seerah Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? The same word is used. Alama adaytumuna. Uzitu fillah ma lam yu'za ahad. I had to have so much pain, so much difficulty I had to undergo. No one had to go through so much difficulty like me. There the whole Makkah, 99% of them against me. Then in Madinah Munawwara, one side the Munafiqeen and hypocrites, other side the Jews and their tribes, other side from outside the Mushrikeen and polytheists of Makkah also. So they all were bent against me and they wanted to eliminate me, assassinate me, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala always protected me. Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. And Almighty Allah protects you from the people. Meaning Almighty Allah protects you from the harm and attack of the people. So for me and you, if we want to attain the great heights and greatness in this world and the year after, وَلَنَصْبِرَنَّ عَلَىٰ مَا آذَيْتُمُونَ. Look at the unsavory remarks they make. Just because we have a beard, because we wear a hat and a topi, because we wear our turban, or our wives, mothers, sisters wear the hijab and niqab, they call us terrorists, fundamentalists, crazy people, all these type of things. وَلَنَصْبِرَنَّ عَلَىٰ مَا آذَيْتُمُونَا. So we are the ones who will have to exercise that patience. And then on a one-to-one or small group, we need to remove this which the mass media is teaching them. Islam, the mass media is teaching them Islam is a violent religion. In Islam, the Muslims are trigger happy. In Islam, the people kill innocent civilians. Nay, Islam condemns all that. Therefore, we say very, very clearly, this whole IS, Islamic State, and Daesh in Arabic, remember, these are the enemies of Islam and the Muslims. They are the agents of the West and carrying out the agenda of the West. But we are the ones who are becoming the victims. We have to face the brunt because we are now in the public. We travel here and there. وَلَنَصْبِرَنَّ. Hence, we have to exercise that patience. Alama adaytumuna. The harm, the injury, the pain, the anxiety that you are causing us. But all that we will do, why? وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. Upon Almighty Allah alone, will those people who have tawakkul trust, they will place their trust solely, only, exclusively in Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. So that is the wonderful message of the Anbiya and messengers alayhimu salatu wassalam. May Almighty Allah infuse within us the love of Quran and Sunnah and the love of Almighty Allah and Habibullah Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.